In the famous pasuk, beginning with the words "V'haya im shamoa tishmu el mitzvosai," in which the Torah describes the condition that if we will surely listen to Hashem's mitzvos, then we will be rewarded. In the next pasuk, "Manasati mitar artzachem beito," we'll get rain in the proper time, etc., etc. So, in that condition of what we have to do in order to be worthy of Hashem rewarding us with rain and sustenance, of course, the last few words of that pasuk, equally famous, tell us that we are responsible to la'avdo b'chalavavchem u'b'chal nafshchem, to serve Hashem with all of your heart and with all of your soul. What exactly does this mean? So, in fact, this is the basis of a very famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban about the nature of tefillah, of davening. And it starts with a comment of Chazal in the Sifrei on our Pasuk, also quoted in the beginning of Maseches Tainis, where the drasha of Chazal is, what does it mean to say, la'avdo b'chal avavchem? Mara wants to know, how can you worship or serve God with your heart? Heart doesn't seem to be the kind of limb or part of your body, the organ, that you can serve somebody with. So the Gemara, and from already the Medrash asks, what is this avoda that you can do with your heart? Is avoda shehi belev? Zu tefillah. It refers to davening. Davening is something that is expressed through verbal articulation, but it's really the essence of tefillah is avoda shehi belev, what is expressed from the heart. And this source seems to indicate that our pasuk and our parsha, ula avdo b'chal avavchem, is the source of the mitzvah to daven. And in fact, this is the position famously of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, both in his Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Hei, as well as in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, that there is a mitzvah saseh, a Torah obligation, l'hispalel b'chol yom. You must daven every single day, based on this pasuk of la'avdo b'chal avavchem, and this drasha in the Sifrei and in the Gemara. Among the Rishonim, notably the Smag, also paskens this way, follows the lead of the Rambam. There's a daily obligation to daven, a chiyuv d'oraisa to daven, based on this pasuk. Now, it is important to note that even the Rambam acknowledges that there are three aspects of davening, crucial aspects, which are not included in the mitzvah d'oraisa, which were added subsequently by the Chachamim. They are, in the words of the Rambam, minyan hatfilos, mishnah hatfilos, and the zman kavua. That is to say, minyan hatfilos, the fact we have to daven three times a day, a rabbinic addition. Mishnah tefilos, that means the specific nusach of davening, specifically referring to especially Shemon Esrei, that nusach, also a rabbinic addition. And lastly, zman kavua, the fact that there's a certain time where you can daven shacharis, a certain time where you can daven mincha and mariv, those specific times, those are all rabbinic, even according to the Rambam. But that you have to daven one time a day in any language, meaning in any words, doesn't matter your nusach, and any time during the day, that is the mitzvah d'oraisa. Now it is worth noting that there is a very interesting machlokas achronim within the opinion of the Rambam. When he says one tefillah a day in any form is enough, does he really mean any form or not? After all, the Rambam in the very next halacha does mention the familiar structure of shevach, bakasha, and hoda'ah, that our Shemon Esreis take on the structure, a tripartite structure. We begin with shevach, we praise Hashem, then bakasha, we ask Hashem for things, and lastly, we thank Hashem. So there's a machlokas achronim, if that's also merely a rabbinic addition, but midaraisa, you don't even need that. Or others say, no, midaraisa, even though you can say whatever words you want, but your words, even if they're brief, have to follow the structure. A very interesting machlokas. All of that, though, is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ramban vociferously and famously disagrees in his comments to the Sefer Mitzvos. He rejects the Rambam's position, and he explains that the drasha in the Sifrei, the Gemara in Tanis, is just an asmachta, it's just a remez, it's a hint to davening, but really it does not create a real chiyuv. Davening is a chesed, it's a kindness that Hashem allows us, but there is no mitzvah, there is no obligation. So what is the pasuk really telling us halachically? So the Ramban seems to say that it describes all of avodas Hashem, right? The pasuk didn't say anything about davening. La'ovdo b'chol avavchem. All of your avodas Hashem, every mitzvah you do should be b'chol avavchem, with a full heart. In other words, with great kavana, intent, and sincerity. And among the Rishonim, many, including the Smak and others, agree clearly with the position of the Ramban. In addition, the Ramban quotes numerous Gemaras, which we cannot get into now, which certainly seem to, on their face, all take it as a given and take it for granted that tefillah is only rabbinic. How would the Rambam get out of those Gemaras? Good question and lots of discussion, but beyond the scope of the time that we have. What is really, truly interesting about the Ramban is, despite his very strong position, well known, that tefillah on a daily basis is not midaraisa, the Gemara is just an asmachta, and it doesn't mean that. Nevertheless, towards the end of his comments, the Ramban then adds, v'im ulai, maybe the Rambam is right that it refers to davening, but it does not refer to davening on a daily basis, rather, davening at a moment of crisis. Davening be'es tzara would be a chiyuv, maybe from this pasuk, but not daily davening. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch, among others, assumes that that is the conclusion of the Ramban, and assumes that if one didn't daven when they were be'es tzara, then according to the Ramban, that would be a bittul aseh. Others, including the Magen Avraham, seem to think that that was maybe just a possibility floated by the Ramban, maybe what the Ramban wanted to reinterpret the Rambam, but that Lamaskana, in conclusion, they, the Magen Avraham and others, think that, in fact, the Ramban does not believe that there's any mitzvah, even be'es tzara. So that's an interesting machlokes within the Ramban. Very relevant to this is a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein from 1963, where he explained that while non-Jews get a mitzvah to daven to Hashem, but there's certainly no chiyuv for a non-Jew to daven, but then Rav Moshe adds, but if the non-Jew is davening in response to a crisis, he gives an example, either the person's sick, or they need parnasa, so then says Rav Moshe, for sure there's a chiyuv, because that's an expression of basic emunah in Hashem, and obviously non-Jews are obligated, and Rav Moshe assumes that this is the Ramban's opinion, that the Ramban's maskana is you have to daven be'es tzara, because it's an expression of belief in God.